regarded this earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely drew their plans against us. In this last...
All right, back here on KTAR 620, thanks again to Bob Fersh and the Great Outdoors, talking fishing, hunting...
To Alexi Jones, there's a mental storm brewing, and it's raining crazy cats and dogs. Apparently, he's had a revelation, a message from the intergalactic hotline. The aliens are coming, people, and they're not here for a friendly game of poker. They're here to steal your barbecue recipes and replace them with vegan alternatives. But get this, he claims they're not arriving in spaceships. No. They're coming disguised as lightning bolts. I mean, finally, a logical explanation for why my toaster keeps burning my pop parts. Alien lightning, obviously.
These things completely defy any understanding we have of the laws of physics, aerodynamics, and...
Mainstream narrative! Up power outages! There's nothing going wrong! Understand me! I experienced it!
Hesitate to kick you off the show.
There was thunder!
Take a listen.
Because there is no place safe which is not concealed, they will rise out of the ground. And there will be no such thing as mercy. They will come for each and every single one of you without time for scrutiny. They will take you with their hands. They will rip you. They will crush you. They will dice you. They will turn you into a salad and spread you around and around like you're stuffing all across the earth to make the air breathable to them. Their weapons aren't like anything we've ever seen before, ever, even in history. Anything they want gone, it's gone. A single glance to it is enough, like dust before the wind. And the military will be helpless, and they know they will be helpless. They will throw as much as they can, and it is their temper tantrum of futility. So right now, what you need to do is gather everything. Water, food, charge anything and everything you can. You need to get tools and supplies. We may not even have a day left. You do this, and you book it to the mountains and the forests. Only there will you have some semblance of security, because elsewhere, they'll see you. Walls don't stop them. Concrete doesn't stop them. They will see you. They will hear you. They will kill you. Stay vigilant, everybody. God be with us all.
I appreciate your straightforward...
What a nut job, eh? Well, the one good thing to come out of that tirade is that now all of the tinfoil hatters are going to be going out of town for a while. I'm happy, really. They've been quite the nuisance to all of us. Seriously, though, at the end of the day, this is seriously devious stuff. I'm not sure why it's not a crime to spread these sorts of misinformation and disinformation, especially when it so blatantly targets the gullible.
It's a valid concern.